In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. So last week in my sermon, I began to tell you a little bit about some of the wonderful things that are happening in the Lagakis home. I told you that through Presbytera's urging, we have a wonderful project happening, which is the construction of our kitchen. I also informed you that thankfully, there are people in our beloved community who were willing to come out and make sure that Father didn't destroy the house nor destroy himself. So I was very thankful for that. And those blessings have continued in the person of my older brother, Steve. And I think I've told you a little bit about Steve before. Steve was a carpenter. He was a cabinet maker. He installed, countless numbers of cabinets in his time. And he was kind enough to come down and help me. Actually, I helped him, right? It was he who did most of the work. But the thing is, when we were done, I realized that we really were co-workers. Now, he will remind me and all of you that we were co-workers, but we were certainly not co-equal in this endeavor of putting together the cabinets, installing them, and then putting down the floor as well. We were not co-equal because Stevie actually knows what he's doing and I do not, right? Steve knows how to install cabinets. Steve knows how to put in the kind of floor that we're putting in. Steve knows how to do some light plumbing here and there that we're going to need to do in the kitchen. And I do not. But here's the thing. I can offer something to my brother, right? I can get him a drink. I can get him some coffee. I can get him the tools that he needs for whatever he's going to do. He tells me, hold this here, and I hold it up for him, right? So he can put the screws in the cabinet. Now, my job may not be as glorious as Steve's, but I'm needed, right? Because I offer him whatever it is I'm able to offer him. And when I do that, we become co-workers because we both have one goal, to make sure that Presbytera gets a nice kitchen. So the only way we're going to accomplish that goal is if we both work together. Now, why am I telling you all of this? Because in a wonderful way, the Lord Jesus does the very same thing with us. He asks us to be co-workers with him. Now, we're not co-equal, but we are co-workers with him as well. He asks us to go out and do some work. He asks us to share in that goal of preaching and teaching the gospel to all nations. He asks us to go out and do that thing as co-workers. And when we do that, he blesses our endeavors. And that's exactly what we saw in this morning's scripture reading. Today, we see the Lord healing a lot of people. They were hungry. The disciples want to send them away. But the Lord says what to them? He says, you feed them. They became co-workers with Jesus. And he looks at all of us today, and he says the very same thing. So today it's important through the rest of the liturgy that we consider this just a little bit. So as we said, our reading continues to be from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, and we see Jesus surrounded by all sorts of people. And the first thing that we see is that our Lord and Savior looks out at all these people, and the scriptures use this word, compassion. Jesus looked out at them, and the scripture says that he had compassion on them and healed them. That word is really powerful. In the Greek, it means more than just going, oh, you know, feeling bad for someone. But it means to have a reaction way down deep in your guts. Almost like when one of our children or a loved one is sick, right? We don't just say, oh, I feel bad for them. No, we'll sit up with them all night long if we have to, right? We will take care of them in ways that seem impossible to us. That is the kind of compassion that Jesus was showing on them. And that is also, as we'll see, the kind of compassion he asks us to do the same. So Jesus did stay up very late with all those people. The scriptures say that he was healing people for so long that the day had become far spent. And the disciples are looking at this scene, right? And they're saying, boy, these people are not going to make it. They're going to starve out here because this is an isolated place. So they have their form of compassion, right? They say, hey, Jesus, why don't you send these people away Have them go out and buy some food because they're not going to make it if you don't do that. And our Lord looks at them and he says, no. He says, you feed them. Every time I read that, I always consider and I always think to myself, they must have looked at Jesus like he was cuckoo, right? I mean, they must have looked at him and said, what are you talking about? There are 5,000 people here. And we're not talking, as the scripture says, about children and women. 5,000 men is what they counted, right? How in the world are we going to do this? So to prove it, they go, look, we have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And Jesus says, great, bring it here. And that, my friends, is when they became co-workers with Jesus. They became co-workers with him when they brought whatever it is that they had to him. He says, do it. They said, okay, but this is all we have. He says, great, bring it to me. And he asks the very same thing from all of us. He asks us to do the same thing. Even when things seem impossible, all he wants you to do is bring whatever you have, whatever you can muster up, whatever you can do. Bring that to him and he will say the same thing. Great. And he will multiply it and he will make that endeavor work. I want to offer one last thing. On Tuesday, we're entering into another period of fasting in the Orthodox Church. And this fast is for the dormition, right? The dormition, which is when the Theotokos fell asleep in the Lord. And there are many things that we remember about her. But one of the most important things about her is that she did exactly what we are called to do today. She gave whatever she had. And what was it that she had? Herself. She gave herself to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And what happened when she did that? Salvation came into the world. Now, did she totally get it? Of course not. Did she understand what was really going to happen? Probably not. But she said yes out of faith. And because of that, she became a co-worker. Not co-equal, but she became a co-worker with God. My friends and my family in Christ, our Lord is looking at each and every one of you today, and he is offering you the opportunity to work with him. He is offering you the opportunity to become a co-worker with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is asking you to look out and have compassion. He is asking you to go out and feed them. The thing we have to remember is that it isn't always feeding them with food. It can be all sorts of different ways that we work with the Lord. Maybe it's feeding people with a kind word. Maybe it's feeding people by showing them love and compassion. Whatever it is, open your hearts and your minds today to what Jesus is calling you to do. Open your hearts and your minds today to where he wants you to be a co-worker with him, in order to continue accomplishing that great goal of preaching and teaching the gospel to all people. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.